Yeah, exactly. Shall we? Well, shall we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing, how far they've Well, I hope so. Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, whoops, already gone. Okay. So yeah, we've got a browser with which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box which pops up and an audio player. And I think the search works as well. So you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know. We want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying, you know, the left click highlights it. So that you can I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so yeah, when you left click it you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on the right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up. So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization or pops the window. That's a good point. I don't know. Nothing else. Yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu. Yeah, so. Yeah. So, but that'd be, yeah. If it just, yeah. Yeah. Or just, you know, or just the button. Well, no, you still have the menu pop up that. Well, oh yeah, it's more obvious, isn't it? What you can do. Yeah, that's right. That's true, yeah, it's more intuitive, really, isn't it? Maybe. In the beta version. But actually what we could do is on in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in. Like a search for that user. Is that gonna be useful or too much or Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be give me all your meetings. Characterize the speaker. Or is that too much? I mean. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It would be nice to have it in connect interconnected like that. What you mean, the speaker characterization? Oh well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting. So why not give it to him? I think we should do it. I mean. Yeah, I mean that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet. You know, it doesn't even pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user. Yeah. Yes. So should we try to do a right click menu then? Sorry? Yeah. Yes. Wait. Yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that. Yeah. So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well and have a different menu for it. Yeah. So, yeah. So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically. Double click. Oh. Yeah. I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able, you know, that would be. Yeah, but then there's the problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, maybe. Especially if you have a touchpad. And she goes, oh! Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment, because I think it might do something. But yeah, but I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something that. So. So, yeah, another thing, single audio files. Do we want to use them or not? Yeah, single channel files. Do we want them? I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, we might use them to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can hear? Do you though? I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you don't listen to it on its own, do you? Does it? No. Yeah. 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 Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think it's really that That's what I feel as well. I mean, I'm very much I want to have everything customizable. Probably not, no. Yeah. Two or three maybe, but yeah. But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away. But it'd be good to have it there. I was just thinking of tab. That's true. Yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah. No. I don't know. Do you reckon? I'm sure. I'm sure you could do anything. I can have a look. But yeah, that might be an idea, yeah. But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use a Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open and you manage them. Yeah, you can minimize them. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're definitely. Yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window. Yeah. Exclusive. Yeah, that was the plan for the differences anyway. So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually exclusive with. Summary. Yeah? Do you want to do that? Yeah? And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce? Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more work. Oh. True. Oh, I see.
Um,
Probably not. I don't know, can you access other people's?
Yeah, you can, but it will be available then. Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we don't know the directory to put in.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have a look. All right. Hey. Right, well, I'll make that readable then. So the directory is my number. Well, this is not difficult. It's in all the emails. Not 04 04 555 60. 04 555 60. And then there's a folder NLSSD, and it's called the M browser. Yes, M for meeting. Really? No, I'm extremely organized. You see, I've got folders, everything. I love folders. Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff? What were you doing again? The search, okay. Okay. Indexing. Oh. Oh, right. Oh, that's pretty much there, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like
of making. Oh, great.
So if it doesn't let you can do the report very well,
yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management around the creation.
Yeah,
I guess
you're
right. Some of those
are the ones that's
really good.
Yeah, that's handy. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult? Oh, I see. Yeah. You'll have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java.
Okay. What are you writing in Java?
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it into a window at least. What do you mean? This week's only 2 days old.
Well, it was last week.
Oh, last week.
The week, yes, it definitely was rather than probably two.
Well, you're an SPL, you're an SPL.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week. Which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to go on page.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was complete rubbish. Anyway. She's so stupid. Well, the browser as I use it now, or as you know, it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it. To get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something. Yeah. Yeah. So they don't say look in that and that folder, but they say search everything. It does load up quite quickly, so it's not too bad. But you could have a look at that. No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a dollar a text, say. Yeah. And then yeah, because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files vaguely. So open. Well, it's in the code, just that it, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript, to do the summary myself. Yeah, just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when you if you wanna take the data out and put it somewhere. Yeah. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email. I can explain it. Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have. That I don't need. Yeah, just in case. Exactly. Yes. So they're all in there, yeah. Still. A lot of rubbish, but will be chucked out right at the end, I think. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Precisely. Weekend? The weekend's still 4 days off. Oh. I don't actually have that much to do at the moment. Well. Oh dear. Well. I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy bob? No. You do. Well, I'll do that then. Shall I do that then? I mean, or, you know. It shouldn't be too difficult. Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. And that's in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's nine courses or 10 or something. Yeah. And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background reading, so you know. Being lazy. Yeah, if you like. We can always decide then. I mean, you know. Yeah. So what are you planning to do over the weekend then? You're gonna do the search. You're gonna implement the search. Yeah. Everything. It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones, because otherwise, you know, weeks will go by and well, you decide. I'm not doing much for that prototype, so. Of well, how about we get it done by then? I mean, then we can write about it in the interim report, yeah. And you know, then we've got something to show. When the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus. No. Oh, that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted. That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. A screenshot of Google. It's just so much fun. It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop-down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for. So, yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include. That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice
No. No already. What? Oh.
Just like I'll unseen the code and just sort of kind of just see the basics of what you've done, but just get a quick look over and just
Can take
Yeah.
the tutorials, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like any other class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well here's
Yeah.
these
Yeah,
basics.
I can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
Show you what bits the code.
No,
Yeah.
it's possible.
Oh yeah. Well, this time I'm dictating the time, 'cause if I'm not there, you can't do
Well,
anything.
even, yeah. Something like that could happen anytime, because, like my schedule is like class, break, class, break, class.
Yeah, it's not gonna take an hour
Yeah,
to
I know.
explain it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So
I mean,
I'm gonna find a class tomorrow.
pick a time. You know, let me know whenever. What? Monday. What did you say?
Yeah, this morning.
Anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those two. Yeah, 3.
3 o'clock? Actually, yeah. Unless you want to do it after
Yeah, that sounds
D
good too.
D.
Today's a good day, but we have
That's
Well,
gonna be tight.
Can we put you in the computer room in here and
Could
then
you
just
just get in here though?
If you can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key. Can none of you get in?
Yeah, what? Front door?
This computer room in here, the MSC.
I've not found that yet.
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there. You can all go in there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it though, it's
Okay.
not a locked door, but yeah, something like
I was
that.
asking Steve about that, whether we can get in, whether he's gonna get us access into
Into what?
the computer room.
Okay.
It's only got this crack, it's only got like 4 or 5 inches, it would do quite a bit for our job, because we can all sit there, it's not very non-moving people now.
Is there a printer in the tent?
There's a flex printer. With
Really?
light on it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
Well, I'm just
I can put a copier assignment.
I've got it on my computer. Whatever's in my computer.
So what time did you say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards and we have all the time we need.
Oh, that's right.
Rather than have half an hour and then we'll
Yeah.
surely run out.
As long as the analogy doesn't go away.
Oh. Actually, it's not even confirmed yet. What's she doesn't even know what she's talking about yet. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
It's really weekly week. Shouldn't be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be. Next week.
Really? I don't think we have a reading week though.
We have one class at least, one speech perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think we're having like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think there is
There's
an
no
official one.
point.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that. I
I
think
think.
one of a couple classes
Some
actually.
classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
which would have
It was
been
all
crap.
really
Yeah.
didn't know what was
I think
going
the
on.
other
No.
ones have were
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Oh, I don't feel like it. I think like, I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
probably.
Okay, let's meet Monday.
Sounds
Yeah.
good.
Was there anything else? Did anyone know you want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Well, we trust you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. I think you basically said the same thing as in the comments. I could read it. Maybe that.
Woohoo. Right, I think we need to tick the okay box, right?
Sure.
Ooh. Exciting. Should we turn these off then or what?